This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, today's story is called
Ruben. Be quiet!
Today's story is called Ruben the Mouse Presents Be Quiet by Ryan T. Higgins.
Be quiet!
Okay, thank you. Hi, Rupert. What are...
Shh! Be quiet. This book does not have words.
Wowee, can I... A wordless book? Can I help? Oops, I'm talking. I'm talking about talking. Stop. The book already started. You're messing it up. Please let me stay in the book. I promise to be quiet. I'll be extra wordless, please. I said be quiet. This book is wordless. Hey guys, what's with all the shouting? Comes another mouse. Hi, Thistle. Hi, Thistle. We're making a wordless book, but I've promised to be quiet, so I can't tell you about it. A wordless book? I love those. They're very artistic. Can I be in it? Yes, but we won't tell Rupert since we're not supposed to be talking. I told you to be quiet, said Rupert.
He's being even louder than them.
You're putting too many words in the book.
Actually, you're putting too much words in the book. Like, their sentences are like eight words. His are like 10 words.
Wow.
Be quiet!
Thanks, that's enough. Okay. Yay, this book is going to be so fun. Quiet, you. This book will be more than fun. It will be visually stimulating. What does visually stimulating mean?
Be quiet.
I think it means we're going to poke our readers in the eyeballs with pictures. That's not what it means.
I just don't know what it means. I don't know what it means, though.
It means we need to have strong illustrations. Like this. They're getting very muscular, these mice illustrations.
Look, we're helping.
No, you're not. Be quiet. This book is wordless.
Yeah, he's being way loud. If you count how many words are in his sentence, wowie, it's a lot.
Rupert is right, Nibs. What this book needs is some strong but silent types. Strong but silent.
I think it's gonna be a bear.
What about him? He's strong. He's silent. Every book needs a bear in it. It's a big black bear. He looks grumpy. I don't know. What about something cuter? Oh, a kitten. What about a kitten?
Uh-oh.
Kittens are super cute and friendly.
Do you remember what they are? They're mice.
Look at its cute little nose and whiskers. And its beautiful eyes and shiny teeth.
Shiny teeth?
Nibs, I think it's getting a little too friendly. Quick, think of something vegetarian. A cucumber. We'll just draw a smile on it and add some googly eyes.
Well, that's not a smile, that's a squiggly line. Now it looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
And there, a vegetarian. Nibs, what exactly do you think a vegetarian is? I think he thinks it's a vegetable. Stop filling my brilliant piece of wordless literature with nonsense and stop talking. You're not taking this seriously.
What is literature?
Is this more...
What is literature?
What? Literature, like book, story. Is this more serious? It's a painting. No, I'm Vincent... Okay, just a minute. What are you supposed to be? A president? No, I'm Vincent Van Mouse. I don't think everyone will get that. Can you try something a little simpler? We're simple. We're potatoes. Stop talking and stop changing the pictures around. I don't even like potatoes. Rupert is right. No more artistic stuff. Wordless books need action. We should have a silent superhero instead. We'll call him Captain Quiet.
His belt says shh.
Oh, yeah. And he could fight words. And there's a picture of Captain Quiet. Vocabulary vigilante. And yeah, it's a shh on his belt. Pow! Blam! Kaboom! No! No superheroes.
Oh, it also says L-T-I-N-G-A-K.
It does, yeah. No superheroes. And no onomatopoeia either. I think Rupert just said, I'm a gonna pia. What do you think that means? I think it means he should have gone to the bathroom before the book started. What about mimes? Mimes are extra quiet. Guess what? I'm miming. Let's see. Is it a cheese sandwich that thinks it's a hummingbird with a lettuce sweater? Don't you know what be quiet means? It means don't make a sound.
Right. You know you're making more sound.
Right. It's like that.
Be quiet!
Right. It's like that saying about a tree falling in the woods. How's it go? Nibs, can you help? I'm on it. He's going to go cut a tree. And then Rupert's getting super mad. It goes something like, if a tree falls on someone who isn't listening in the woods. No, that's not right. Timber! Aye! The tree's going to fall on Rupert. It did fall on Rupert. Did the tree make a sound? It was hard to tell with all of Rupert shouting. Should we try again? Rupert. Enough! I've had it. All you two do is talk, talk, talk. I can't stand it. Can't you be quiet for just one page?
I try to do one thing, make a wordless book, and you two have to go and ruin it. You have filled this book with words. No one's going to want to read a. How do you read a wordless book if it has no words?
So you just look at the pictures, like picture walk, yeah.
Read a wordless book that is filled with words. Why can't you do a simple thing, like not say anything? Is it that hard? I am quiet. I am not saying anything. But no, you two just keep talking and 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 talking
and talking
and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking.
Oops.
What?
Shh. Be quiet. Says, is that Nibs or is that
Nibs?
Nibs. Shh. Be quiet. This book does not have words.
The end. Bob hold it.
And he's so mad.
And talking. And my mouth is now
open. Okay.